It's Spoiler in Time, the fantastic show where we take all of the hard work we do covering the industry and Cord Killers, our other show, and figure out how to watch some stuff and then watch it and have fun talking about it. This week, programming note, we have not stopped watching The Larry Sanders Show, but we have paused because we got a lot of stuff coming back at once right now. So we will be talking about The Boys, episodes 1 through 4 of season 2. They premiered 3 at once and then another one. Lovecraft Country, episodes 4 and 5, and Star Trek Lower Decks, episodes 5 and 6. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Hey, man. This is the downside of us ever taking a holiday off, is 2 weeks is a lot of TV to watch all at once at the very
last. If you watch it over the 2 weeks, no, it's not as much at once.
I'm not good at...
He's not going to do his homework, yeah, Tom. On, how man. Dare he be responsible like that?
Fun. Okay, tell me this. Let's talk about Star Trek Lower Decks, episodes 5 and 6. Did you watch these immediately when they came out?
This is must-watch viewing. I guess of everything, that clearly means it's my favorite, because this is must-watch viewing. The entire family gathers for the moment I realize there's a new episode available for. This show continues to punch so far above its pay grade. It's great. We had the dating episodes where Boimler gets a girlfriend. Is that right?
Yeah, Cupid's Errant Arrow, where Mariner gets all suspicious because Boimler has a girlfriend on this other ship that they're working with on a mission. And she's like, she's too good for him. She must be an alien.
Right. And then it turns out it was a weakened change.
She had a parasite.
No. He had a parasite. That's what it was. And that was the twist.
Made him attractive. I loved that because I was like, okay, it's probably going to be that she, in fact, was an alien, right? We're going to be led to believe she's not. And I love that they're like, no, the parasite was on Boimler, and that's why the girl that was too good for him was interested. And now that it's gone, there's no attraction anymore. I thought it was a brilliant ending.
I do like also they had the kind of B plot was all about like ship envy between everyone.
Tendi and Rutherford like get invited onto the better ship and then turn it down.
That's right. And then of course they just steal the T-99s. it was a very Lower Decks way to wrap everything up on there. That one was good, but not as good as the follow-up one, which I liked the most recent one even more, which was, remind me...
Terminal Provocations, where we have Ensign Fletcher suddenly in grand tradition is like a very important member of the Lower Decks crew whom we've never seen before. And he screws up. He's like, yeah, no, I got this. I'm Ensign Fletcher. I'm your favorite. Screws it up and endangers the entire ship, but at the last moment accidentally throws his monstrous creation out into the void and saves the ship from an attack. And then of course the other plot, I don't even know which one's the main here actually, the other plot was Tendi and Rutherford on the holodeck getting stuck in the holodeck. So we got a stuck in the holodeck episode with a program that Rutherford had created called I guess it was Tendi, called Badgie, who goes wrong when the safety protocols get turned off because he's built up resentment.
That moment you realize very quickly that I'm like, oh my God, they're just doing Clippy, aren't they? This is amazing. It was great. It was all the beats. This one had fewer surprises, but I feel like it's an iconic thing. If there was a Dragon Con this year, I feel like I'd see an awful lot of people dressed up as Badgie. It felt like preemptively what I would expect the show to be if you pitched it to me, which is not to say it's bad. It's just like, if you describe the concept to me, this is the type of episode I might imagine right off the bat.
Right. Cause the holodeck gone wrong is of course, you know, one of the classic tropes of Trek. They're often considered to be lesser episodes because we end up with, you know, Picard playing detective as Dixon Hill, or, you know, Worf not being a merry man or something. And they what I love is, and they do this all the time, is they hit that stereotype right off. They're like, the holodeck isn't just for detective stories or Robin Hood or World War II. And they like name all of the holodeck episodes of the previous Star Treks. And they try to pretend like, no, we're going for instruction. We're going to help teach you something.
Maybe what a holodeck should be for.
Yeah, you need to be going on a spacewalk. A holodeck should be used to train you for that.
So, Tom, we mentioned, I believe it was on last Spoiler in Time, mm-hmm. that I should sit down and when the next time I watch Lower Decks, take note of all the things that I could tell were references, or I believe
were
references.
We want to test whether mm-hmm. Bryce thinks he's left out, or whether he really is like, that's a Star Trek reference I don't mm-hmm. get, and I noticed.
And in a perfect version of the Turing test, there would be no moment where you felt like you were on the outside of a joke.
Yeah, unfortunately, it didn't quite hit that list. But
or if he has something that he feels left out of the joke, we go, that's not a Star Trek reference. That's mm-hmm. just a joke that didn't work. Right.
So yeah. I only managed to do it for this most recent Terminal Provocations.
For Terminal Provocations. Okay, good.
And I only had three. I felt like I had less this time. Maybe it's because I counted. Maybe it's not. The first was the cold open. Do the engines normally sound like a guy going shh? Or is that just a bit? Is that just its own thing?
Oh, that was a perfect standalone bit that has nothing to do with it. It is yeah. That is a universal science fiction trope. Is that yeah. there's a ship engine noise?
But okay, because
and all Star Trek episodes have a different noise. Deep Space Nine is a space station, so it has a different noise than the Enterprise, which has a different noise than Voyager. So,
but also that expands onto The Expanse and Battlestar Galactica, and
that one's I think that's on the line, right? It's half in there as yes, this is an allusion, and certainly to Star Trek, but not only
because. I guess the reason it ticked me off, because you're right, like spaceships don't make a noise, they are in the vacuum of space, but having someone go yeah a spaceship sounds like shh is so like wrong and wildly not what I would think anyone uh-huh, would think uh-huh. a spaceship okay. sounds like. Maybe there was a Star Trek one. Okay.
Well, and if there is a joke there, it's that none of them were remotely close none to of any of the sounds at all. Yeah.
That was a good cold open pit. I did like, and they didn't like hammer on that anymore after that. Right. I did notice the historical figures listing off all of the other, what I assume were all the other holodeck episodes. Very kind of an obvious one went on.
So you got it though.
I did recognize that was probably what it was.
And that's really all you needed. Like, I didn't sit there going like, oh, it didn't make it better to remember the episodes. It was just the joke of like, there have been holodeck episodes. So
and to
I feel
be honest,
like if you got that.
I only really was listening to the first three that I recognized. And then uh-huh. I'm like, oh, they're just going to keep rattling them off and kind of tuned out at that point.
Yeah, they got deep. They went into Enterprise and all of that.
And
yeah.
I think that's why I wrote it down. So I tended to not write stuff
but
down
that I
either
knew. But it
didn't
get in the way of your understanding.
It didn't
right?
get in my
Whereas
way.
The opening bit, like that's mm-hmm. all there is. If you don't understand it, it doesn't work.
But I wrote it down. I think the things mm-hmm. I tended to write down, because there were stuff I could tell, this is probably not a thing. Or if this was a thing, it's well written and I don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
But this was one of those where like, okay, this bit
showed up.
This
gotcha.
Bit is really going on. And if this was if this was not Star Trek and they were just listing off things, that bit wouldn't have gone as long.
All right. Yeah. All right,
so that
fair.
Was my thing about that. The other one was like a really kind of small one, but when Badgie is chasing the other two in the broken holodeck and they're in kind of the desert planet and they are running off. This is right before the commercial break. They run out of the gate and it's kind of a scenic shot and they're panning up over the wall and you see like a wall going up a mountain, which we later after the break find out is the stairs and it leads up to like this big pavilion. I couldn't tell if like, oh, is that supposed to be like a historic like holodeck pavilion place, because it's not even where that scene goes after the break.
Yeah, they go up the stairs and Badgie runs out of
steam.
He gets winded, remember?
Yeah.
That's how they switch to ice after that.
But what Bryce is asking
the building
is
on the mountain.
There, yeah, was there a
if it's a reference to Star Trek, I don't know what it is.
I'm in the same boat. I did not recognize anything.
And
I assumed it was just like, oh, they're gonna go up a really tall mountain now.
Right.
Okay. Because that didn't read like because that didn't read like stairs to me.
Oh.
It read like a wall and like a big arena.
That's not a Star Trek joke illusion.
Okay. Yeah, no, I thought Terminal Provocations is pretty good.
It's pretty Star Trek-y with the cold open. We've got one that it's on the fence to me. if not, it depends. And then this one is definitely not. This one doesn't count.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I felt like 106, and I could feel it in the episode. It was a little better. So maybe that was maybe it's a thing where they're cooling off as they're writing these scripts.
Right. Or if you pay attention, sometimes if you pay attention and count, you realize things aren't as numerous as maybe they felt if you're not counting. Mm. I don't know.
And I ignored, and like I mentioned, I ignored all the stuff that was like kind of obvious.
Right.
So there we go. Lower Decks.
Well, any other thoughts on Star Trek Lower Decks?
Good stuff.
No.